Good morning.
早上好。
As I prepared for this morning's message,
我在准备今天的讲道的时候,
I was reminded that this was your New Year's Eve.
我想起来这是大家的除夕这一天。
So I suppose my wife and I will celebrate twice.
所以我想那我们就可以庆祝两次了。
Probably not in the same manner, but we'll celebrate with you anyway.
那我们可以庆祝这个公历的元旦，也可以庆祝这个中国新年。
I want to ask you a question this morning.
我今天早上想问大家一个问题。
Have you ever felt insignificant to God?
你有没有时候会觉得说神，你在神眼里没有什么，不算什么？
Have you ever felt like that you didn't mean anything to God?
你会不会觉得说对神来说你真是什么也不是？
Or perhaps you felt as though you had no personal value.
或者你有没有想过你自己的人生真的其实没有什么价值？
I suppose at one point or another, many of us, if not all of us, have felt that way at some point.
我想可能我们人生中或多或少都会有经历过那么一段时期。
And as I was thinking about those questions, an individual in the Bible came to my mind.
当我在想这个问题的时候呢，圣经里有一个人物出现在我的脑海里。
I think of the man named Moses.
我想到了摩西。
We know the story of Moses. It was referred to just a few minutes ago.
那我们都知道摩西的故事。刚才那个翠萍姊妹还跟我们提到了他。
But specifically, I want to talk about Moses' upbringing and his commission from God.
那我今天想讲到的摩西呢，是想讲到他是怎样的人生的历程，然后神是怎么样呼召他的。
In chapter 1 of Exodus, verse 22,We see that the king or Pharaoh at that time had commanded that all male children be killed at birth.
那在出埃及记第一章的二十二节的时候，我们可以看到那个时候的法老下命令要把这个以色列人生下的婴儿都杀死。
We understand that Moses' mother, whenever she gave birth, did not kill him, but kept him alive for 3 months.
那这个二十二节讲到的是男孩都要杀死，但是当摩西的母亲怀了摩西，把他生下来的时候，把他偷偷的藏了三个月。
Scripture says that after she was no longer able to keep him, she made a basket and put him in the Nile River.
但是到后来实在藏不下去了，所以呢就做了一个箱子，然后把这个孩子放在里面。
And ironically enough, Moses was found by Pharaoh's daughter.
这个很讽刺的是哈，找到摩西的就是法老的女儿。
So in chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, we see that Moses is found and he is actually raised by his own mother.
所以到第二章第八节、第九节的时候，我们就看到这个法老的女儿找到摩西以后呢，她决定把他当自己的孩子来养。
No doubt Moses had the best of the best.
我们可以想象哈，他生长在皇宫里是一个王子，那他肯定的条件非常优厚了。
He lived in the palace.He had all the opportunities of life.
他生在他现就从小现在长在王宫里，然后各样的机会都为他提供了。
He had the opportunity for wealth and prosperity. He had the best education.
他可以拥有很多的财富，然后他受到的教育是最好的。
But as Moses grows older, he makes a very bad, very poor decision.
可是当摩西长成人了以后呢，他有一件事情上他做了一个很错误的决定。
Verse 12 of chapter 2 says Moses saw two men fighting, an Egyptian and a Hebrew.
那如果你看第二章第十二节的时候，就会看到这个摩西出来看见有两个人在打架，一个是埃及人，一个是希伯来人。
Scripture says he looked one way and then the other, and then he killed the Egyptian.
那这个圣经上在十二节讲到，他左右观看见没有人，就把埃及人打死了。
He buries him in the sand, and he thinks what he did will never be found.
然后打死以后，他就把他埋起来，藏在土里，想着就说这件事情就到此为止了，不会有人知道。
But to his dismay, the very next day, he sees two Hebrews fighting.
那可是第二天呢，这个很不幸，他又看见两个希伯来人在打架。
And he goes to break up the fight, and one of them says, "Who are you? Who created you? Who made you a ruler over us?"
那他呢就去劝架，然后其中一个人就说，你是谁啊？谁立你做我们的首领和审判官了吗？
Verse 14 says that Moses feared and said, they accused him. They said, are you going to kill us like you killed the Egyptian yesterday? And Moses feared for his life.
那个人就说，难道你也要杀我，就像昨天你杀那个埃及人一样吗？所以摩西一听不好了，这个事情被人知道了，他就害怕了。
So the thing that he had done in secret was not secret anymore.
所以他以为他在暗中做的事已经被别人知道了。
Moses flees the land of Egypt.
所以他就逃跑。
And suddenly we find Moses from living in a palace to living in the desert.
这个从王子变成了平民，然后本来是住在王宫里的，现在要跑到这个荒地去。
Pharaoh went from an adopted son of whom he was pleased with to now trying to kill Moses.
那这个法老本来这个摩西是也是其中的一个王子，现在他是发怒了，要把他杀死。
We see Moses finds a wife. He has a son.
后来呢，我们可以看到他在米甸那个地方住下来，然后结婚了，还生了个儿子。
And we're not sure how much time has passed, but Moses has left Egypt. He has a family now, and he has heard that the king of Egypt has died.
那我们并不知道这中间过了多长时间，但是我们知道他这个离开埃及以后，然后在那个米甸那边成家立业。这个后来呢，他就听说那个时候的法老已经去世了。
Verse 23 of chapter 2 says.That the children of Israel sighed by reason of their bondage. They cried under their affliction.
这个第二章的二十三节讲到，过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求。
And verses 24 and 25 says that God heard their groaning. He heard their sorrows.
这里就讲到神听到了他们的哀求，神看到了他们的冤情。
And over this next couple of chapters, we see the commission that God gives to Moses.
从这里开始，后面就要讲到神是怎么样呼召摩西的。
We are beginning to read what many have called the burning bush experience.
那我们再往下就会看到摩西还有这个燃烧的荆棘。
Moses is with his sheep and he notices a bush that is on fire.
摩西当时正在放羊，然后看到这个很奇妙的景象，就是这个荆棘在烧。
You have to realize that this actually was not something that was unusual.
你要明白说这个在旷野这个事情有的时候是会发生的。
Even nowadays, if something will get hot enough, it will combust. It will burst into flames.
那即便是在现在，如果是在非常干旱炎热的地方，太热了，有些东西会突然着起火来。
But what was so unusual was the fact that it wasn't being consumed.
但是奇妙的是，这个荆棘虽然烧，但是并没有被烧毁。
I can just imagine Moses looking at this bush that is on fire.And thinking, I've seen this before.
我可以想象说，摩西看到这个景象的时候，会觉得说，哎，这个从前是见过的。
But yet, as he looks closer, he realizes the leaves haven't wilted. It's not popping. It's not smoking. The bush is not being consumed.
但是他在仔细看的时候，他会发现那个荆棘，那个枝子也好，叶子也好，并没有被烧坏，并没有被卷起来烧成灰那样，还是原来的样子。
Moses says, I'm going to turn aside and look at this bush and see why it is not consumed.
那就觉得很奇怪了，所以摩西就想进一步的去看看是怎么回事。
And as he does, God speaks from the bush and says, Moses. And Moses says, here am I.
这样，当他这样做的时候，神就从荆棘当中跟他说话，叫他的名字。
It is at this time that Moses has an encounter with God.
然后摩西就说，我在这里，就因此他就遇到了神。
God tells him, he says, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob.
神告诉他说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
Scripture says that Moses was afraid to look at God.
然后圣经上讲到，摩西蒙上脸，因为他怕见神。
And God says, I have seen the affliction of my people, I have heard their cry, and I know their sorrows.
神说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。
I have good news for you this morning.
神告诉摩西说，我有一个好消息给你。
Wherever you're at in life, God sees you.
神也告诉我们，不管你生活在什么样的境况下，神都看到了。
He has heard your distress, he's heard your cry.
他听到了你的哀声，听到了你的哭泣。
And he knows exactly what you're going through.
他知道你所经历的是什么。
And what's even better is that verse 8 says that God is going to come down and deliver his people out of the Egyptians.
然后一个更好的消息是说，在第八节你会看到神说，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
So not only does God see where you're at, he hears you, he hears your cry, and he knows where you're at, but he's going to do something about it.
神不仅看到了，听见了你的哭泣，而且神要为你做事。
So we see the next several verses, God is telling Moses what he's going to do. He tells Moses his plan.
所以你再往下看的时候，可以看到神就告诉了摩西他要做什么，他把他的计划都讲给他听。
And as he's explaining this to Moses, he throws a curveball at Moses. He says, "Moses, you are going to do this."
但是神在讲的时候呢，然后出摩西意料的呢，给了摩西一个任务，告诉他说你要领以色列人出埃及。
Moses responds to God in verse 11 of chapter 3, and he says, "Who am I? Who am I to go to Pharaoh?"
那第十一节摩西是怎么回答？他说：“我是什么人呢？我怎么能去见法老呢？”
And God's response is very simple in verse 12. He says, "I will be with you."
神的回答很简单，说：“我必与你同在。”
But Moses, he argues with God some more in verse 13, and he says, "But when I go, what shall I tell them? Who sent me?"
可是摩西呢，继续的来拒绝。他说：“那我去了，我能说什么呀？我跟他们说，谁叫我来的呢？”
Moses tells God, "You know these people. They're going to ask, 'What is his name?' And what am I going to tell them, God?"
那摩西就说，你知道的，如果我去了，他们一定会问我，那我怎么回答呢？
And God gives one of the best answers in all of Scripture. He tells Moses, "You tell them, 'I am that I am hath sent you.'"
神在这里给了一个很棒的回答，这是在整本圣经中很特别的一个地方。神说，我是自有拥有的。
He said, "You tell those people the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent you."
你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。
And over the next several verses, we see God once again telling Moses his plan. He's going to tell him where he's going to deliver them out of and where he's going to take them.
那这个继续往下呢，神就把他的计划告诉摩西，要怎么样带他出。要带他们出来，然后要带他们去哪里？
And if his response to Moses wasn't enough, Moses argues with God again.
可是这个摩西呢，还是很顽梗，他继续的跟神来辩驳，他不想去。
So he tells God, he says, "But they will not believe me. They will not listen to me."
那神这样说了，但是摩西仍然说，他们不会听我的，他们不信。
You know they're going to laugh, God. You know they're going to say that I made all of this up. They're not going to listen.
他们肯定不会听我的，而且他们肯定说我的这些一切都是我自己编的。
And God does something quite interesting. He says, "Moses, what's in your hand?"
但是这个时候摩神跟他做了一件很奇妙的事情，他问摩西说，你手里是什么？
Moses says, "It's a staff." And God said, "Throw it on the ground."
摩西说是杖。耶和华就说：“你把它丢在地上。”
So Moses did exactly that. He threw it on the ground. It became a snake.
那摩西这时候很听话哈，把杖一扔，这个杖到了扔在地上就变成了蛇。
This is where Moses and I have a lot in common, because Scripture says Moses fled from the snake.
这个我跟摩西在这一点很像啊，因为圣经上讲摩西便跑开，那我也很怕蛇。
Moses and I hate snakes.
摩西和我一样，我们都很讨厌蛇，
hate them.
是非常非常讨厌的那种。
The only good snake is a dead snake. I'm sorry if I offend you, but I do not like snakes.
我不想那个得罪你们，但是我真是不喜欢蛇。这个唯一的好蛇是个死蛇。
So God turns Moses' staff into a snake, and then he says, "Bend down and grab it by the tail."
那这个杖变成蛇了以后，耶和华又对摩西说，伸出手来，拿出他的尾巴。
Moses is more of a man than I, because I wouldn't have, but he did. He reaches down, he grabs the snake, and it turns back into a staff.
在这里，摩西比我强哈，我可能不会去赶，但是摩西就伸手去拿那个蛇的尾巴，就在这个时候，那个蛇又变成了他的杖。
And then God said, "Moses, if that's not enough, look at your hand. Put it in your coat. Pull it out." And it was white, full of leprosy.
那这个时候耶和华又对摩西说，你把你的手放在你的那个衣服里，然后再拿出来的时候，手就完全变白了，就是麻风病的那个白。
And he said, "Put it back in your coat." He put it back in his coat, and he pulled it out, and the flesh was restored.
那神又让他再放回怀里，再拿出来的时候，又变回原来的样子。
And God says, "If they will not believe those two signs, I want you to go to the Nile, scoop out a bucket of water, and pour it on the ground."
那如果你做了这两件事情以后，他们仍然不信你的话，神就告诉摩西说，那你就去尼罗河，然后打一桶水上来浇在地上。
And when the water hits the ground, it's going to turn into blood.
这个水一碰到这个干地就会变成血。
Now, I don't know about you, but I would have been convinced at that point.
我不知道你会怎么样，如果我看到这几件事的话，我想我会相信他的。
And as if this wasn't enough, Moses still argues with God.
这样还不够，摩西还是在推脱。
He says, "Lord, I'm not eloquent." I can't speak. I stutter. I cannot do this.
那摩西就说：“主啊，我是不会说话的人，我是笨口拙舌的，我说不出来这些东西。”
And at this point, God has got to be getting rather frustrated with Moses.
我想神这时候已经有点受不了了。
And God responds to Moses, and he says, "Who hath made man's mouth?"
神这样回答说：“是谁造人的口呢？”
Who makes the dumb? Who makes the deaf? Who makes the seeing or the blind? Hath not I the Lord?
谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎呢？岂不是我耶和华吗？
And as we look at this with Moses arguing back and forth with God,
我们看到这个摩西这样拼命的推脱。
I can't help but think of us here today.
我忍不住就会想到今天我们自己。
Many, many times God has asked me personally to do something, and I have argued with God.
很多时候神要我做的事情，我去跟神讨价还价。
My response has been, God, I can't do that. I can't go there.
我的回答常常也是，神，我做不了这个事情，我不能去那个地方。
I don't have the abilities. I don't have what it takes. I don't have the natural talent to do that.
我没有这个能力，我不是那我没有那个才能，这个事情我做不了。
But just as God spoke to Moses, He has spoken to me, and no doubt has spoken to many of you.
可是就像神当初对摩西说话一样，他也对我说话，也对我们当中的每一个人说话。
God's response may not have been a stick into a snake, but it has always been, "I will be with you."
神的回答并不一定都像摩西那样啊，神奇像把杖变成蛇那样，但是神一定会回答我们说，我必与你同在。
Moses, or the Lord gets angry with Moses, we see in verse 14 of chapter 4, and he says, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know he can speak well.
那到第四章十四节的时候，耶和华就发怒了，说，不是有你的哥哥利未人亚伦吗？我知道他是能言的。
So we see over the next several verses that Moses, he leaves, and he hooks up with Aaron, and they go to the children of Israel in Egypt.
那我们往下看的时候就知道，摩西就找到他的哥哥亚伦，然后他们两个一起去见以色列人。
And verse 30 and 31 of chapter 4 says, Aaron spake all the words that the Lord had spoken unto Moses.
那在第四章三十节的时候，亚伦将耶和华对摩西所说的一切话诉说了一遍。
And verse 31, the people believed, and when they had heard the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, they bowed their heads and worshipped.
又在百姓眼前行了那些神迹，百姓就信了。以色列人听见耶和华眷顾他们，鉴察他们的困苦，就低头下拜。
And I don't know where you are this morning. I don't know what you're facing.
我不知道你现在的境况怎么样，你面临什么样的困难。
But what I do know is that same God who helped the Israelites.
但是我知道那位帮助了以色列人的神。
That same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
The same God who told Moses, "I am that I am."
那位告诉摩西说我是自由拥有的神的神。
That same God sees you. He knows where you're at, and He's going to help you. He's going to do something about your situation.
就是那位神，他看到你，他知道你的叹息，知道你的困苦，他要做事情，他要帮助你。
You have to remember, Moses had to be thinking, "I have really, really blown it."
那你要记得，摩西那个时候的他是处在生活的很低谷，他知道他自己犯了很多错。
Let's not forget Moses had it all. Moses lived in a palace and he killed a man.
不要忘记他本来的生活是多么的辉煌，但是他杀了人。
Moses has had nearly 40 years in the backside of a desert to think about what he's done.
然后在后来就在旷野牧羊了40年，在这40年中可以好好的思想他从前做的事情。
No doubt over the span of 40 years, Moses had to be thinking, I have blown it.I am a failure.
我相信在这四十年当中，他有很多的懊悔，会一直会想说，我怎么沦落到今天这个地步。
Moses had to be thinking, "Man, I don't have any value. I am insignificant to God. What is God going to do with me? I'm a shepherd."
我相信他也会想到说，我现在能怎么样呢？神能对我做什么呢？我真的是一无是处，不过是个牧羊人而已。
You know, it doesn't make any difference what your occupation is or what your talents are.
我们可以看到，其实不管你的职业是怎么样的，你有没有才能。
God wants to use you for His benefit and the furtherance of His kingdom.
神要用你来扩展他的国度。
And just as God said that He sees His people, He has heard their cry, and He knows their sorrows, He knows and sees where you're at.
就像神说他听到了他百姓的哀声，看到了他们的困苦一样，他也看到你现在的境况。
God is more than willing to help us in our situation.
神非常愿意帮助我们。
If we will just ask him to help us.
只要我们肯，我们愿意求他。
I can remember as, or many, many years ago when I was just a boy.
我还记得很多年前我还只是个小男孩的时候。
I knew that someday I was going to be doing this very thing, not speaking to Chinese people, but preaching.
我那个时候就清楚地知道我长大以后要做一个牧师。
And that scared me to death.
想到这个我就怕得要死。
I have never been one that wanted to stand up in front of people.
我不是那种很爱站在众人面前讲话的人。
And it scared me.
所以很害怕。
But you know, the older I got, and especially after I became a Christian,
可是你知道吗？在我渐渐长大以后，特别是当我成为一个真正基督徒的时候
，I realized that if this is what God wanted me to do，
我明白了，如果这件事是神要我做的话
，that He would be with me，
他就会和我在一起。
And that was one of the things that I struggled with the most whenever I became a Christian is that I knew if I did that this is probably what I was going to do and I didn't want to do that。
这个是我在成为基督徒以后最挣扎的一件事情，就是说。我要成为一个牧师，我知道，但是我又不想去做。
And whatever you're rubbing up against, I encourage you, don't hesitate. Give all you have to God.
所以不管你在挣扎什么，我就想鼓励你不要犹豫，把你所有的一切都交给神。
If God can turn a stick into a snake, He can help you.
如果神能把杖变成蛇，他也能够帮助你。
If God can take a man who stutters and who can't spit out a coherent one sentence, God can help you. He helped Moses time and time and time again.
如果摩西他是那个笨口拙舌、说话都结巴的人，神都能够帮助他的话，神也能够帮助你。
I doubt that any of you will ever lead 600,000 people as Moses did.
我想我们当中不会有人像摩西那样要带领六十万的人。
And historians say that at one point Moses was actually leading over 2 million people.
然后有一些历史学家讲到说，摩西后来曾经有一度带领的人超过两百万。
My wife is student teaching.
我的太太她现在在教书。
And she says at times it's difficult to get 20 kids to listen to her.
二十个小孩子都很难管了。
Can you imagine getting 600,000 people to listen to you?
你可以想象说有六十万人让他们都听你的吗
？Moses knew what was at stake. Moses was no dummy.
摩西其实并不傻，他知道他面临的是什么样的责任。
He knew what would be required of him, but yet he also knew that if this is what God wanted him to do, then he would help him.
他知道作为这样一个领袖需要什么，但他更知道如果神要他这样做的话，神一定会帮助他。
And whether it's a Sunday school class or whether it'sPreaching or singing or what or being a missionary or whatever it might be.
所以不论是你要教主日学也好，要讲道也好，还是去宣教也好。
If that is truly what the Lord wants you to do, do it.
如果这是神交给你的任务，你就勇敢的去做。
Get all the training you need and do it.
尽你一切所能的预备自己，就迈出这个步伐去做。
God has always been and will always be faithful.
神一直而且永远都会是信实的。
And this morning, that is my challenge to you.
所以今天早上我就向你们大家提出一个挑战。
First of all, it's to know that you have value. You mean something to God.
第一，你要知道你是有价值的，你在神的眼里是看为宝贵的。
I've told my young people several times, you were created on purpose for a purpose.
我经常跟年轻人讲说，神造你们的时候是有目的的，而且你的生命是有目标的。
God did not create any of us just to bump along through life.
神造了我们以后，并没有丢下我们不管。
God did not create any of us on accident.
神也不是因为意外而把我们造了出来。
God saw us before the foundations of the world. He has created us on purpose.
在大地立根基以前，神已经认识了你，他造你是有目的的。
And each one of us here this morning has a purpose.
我们每个人坐在这里，神在我们身上也有一个目的。
And while many of you, or I don't know how many of you, may not know exactly what that purpose is, God has not made a mistake.
我们当中可能有很多人还不知道那个目的是什么，但是神不会犯错。
God has made each one of us on purpose and for a purpose.
他造我们有他的心意，而且有他的目标要我们去实现。
So realize this morning that you have value to God.
所以我希望你们今天认识到你在神眼里很有价值。
No matter the mistakes, no matter the errors, no matter the sins that you have committed,
不管你过去犯了什么样的错和犯了什么样的罪，
God can and will forgive you.
神能够，而且他也愿意赦免你。
And he will give you a renewed purpose for him.
他要更新你里面的心智和意念。
If you have sinned, if you have transgressed against God, I urge you to make things right.
如果你向他犯了罪，就来到他面前来跟他和好。
And just as he helped Moses over 2,000 years ago, God is interested in you and your situation.
他在几千年前帮助了摩西，他也同样对你，也愿意帮助你。
Several times, and we see at least, I think, 7 times in the New Testament, Jesus himself says that phrase, I am.
那可能在新约里大概有七次，耶稣也亲称自己为我是。
God takes interest in his people. God wants to see you be a success.
神关爱他的百姓，神想看到你的人生是一个成功的人生。
Don't listen to the devil who will tell you that you're insignificant and what you're doing in life isn't enough.
不要听魔鬼的谎言，不要以为自己是那个渺小的，是那个没有价值的人。
God wants to see you be a success, and with His help, you can.
神想看到你有一个完成他的目标的人生，他会帮助你来实现。
Thank you for your attention this morning.
谢谢大家。